Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, recapping the week that was, like we do each and every Friday with Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi. Hello, Jordy.
Hey.
J-Lo, Mark Anthony, obviously calling it quits. It's J-Lo's third divorce. That's why I'm not surprised. What are other people saying about this breakup?
I actually think a lot of people are shocked by this. I thought they thought that they were going to last, but apparently a bunch of things were going wrong over the years and we're just finding out about it now. Some people are saying that maybe he got too close to other women, that he was really jealous about J-Lo's career taking off with American Idol and all the movies she's coming up, and the fact that he just might be too controlling. So it might be a lot of shock for fans, but apparently it's been a long time coming over the past 7 years.
Jordy, the interesting thing that I noticed over this past season of American Idol, it was one of the times that Mark Anthony made a cameo. I remember him on TV criticizing J-Lo's criticism of one of the singers. I don't know if you saw that clip or not, but I found it kind of interesting, and it was almost like a little awkward after, because it was a pre-taped segment and then they went live to J-Lo and Mark, and they like kind of didn't acknowledge it and weren't like really laughing or joking around about it, and I thought it was a little weird.
Yeah, definitely. And there was also that strange moment where he performed and she kind of danced around him and he was always at the tapings, and I think it's just indicative of maybe how controlling he was of her, and she wasn't going to back down if he was criticizing her at all. That's what a lot of our sources are telling Life and Style.
Really good point. Now, obviously, whenever you have such a high profile divorce, two people that are very successful, you're going to have to figure out who's getting what and how are they figuring that out, because there's a lot of money at stake here, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is very different from her previous marriages. I mean, there is $300 million at stake and two children we forget about.
Right.
They have multiple homes. You know, they own a team. They are just going to have to try to figure out what to do with all of these assets. And I think I'm not quite sure that it's going to play out too nicely. I have a feeling it might be a little bit messy as the week roll on.
Well, we'll certainly keep up to date with it with you guys over at Life and Style Weekly. Now, Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo, they're on much better terms, right?
Yes, on a much happier note. As you, I'm sure you know, and everyone knows, that they recently said, I do, and they had a fabulous wedding. They had it on a private island owned by Richard Branson, and apparently it was a very traditional wedding, walking down the aisle, white dress, beautiful location. The guest list was very small. It was very exclusive, and we're going to have to wait and see all of the details that are going to play out on TV, and right now we just heard that they're honeymooning in on a yacht off of St. Bart's, so very luxurious.
Ah, very nice. Well, I'm happy for both of them. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Somebody else that may be walking down the aisle soon, John Gosselin, and our friend here at the Ralphie Radio Show, Ellen Ross, his girlfriend, right?
That's absolutely right. John actually told Life and Style recently that he definitely wouldn't be with Ellen this long if he didn't have intentions to marry her. So he said, we're just really enjoying each other's company. We're still going strong, and maybe we'll see another wedding this year. I'm not sure how Kate will feel about that, but John seems to be really happy, settled down, and enjoying the time with his kids and Ellen.
You know, the one thing I will say about Ellen, she has handled the attention of dating a guy like John Gosselin very well, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't even think she's ever really spoken out that much. She really seems to just want to support him, be with the children, and just live a normal life, and seems to have calmed John down a little bit, too, over the years.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. I mean, you don't see her, you know, certainly giving the paparazzi anything to really photograph, or the media anything to really talk about. She keeps a very low-key, normal profile over in good old Harrisburg, PA. I think she's the first of John's girlfriend to meet all eight of the kids.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And they seem to like her also. So, well, you know what? Happy for them, obviously, and wish them the best. Oh, and before we wrap up, Jordy, have to thank Life and Style Weekly so much for linking to my blog the other day and my Demi Lovato interview. Thank you guys so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Demi Lovato is always interesting.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Well, you can read about those stories and many, many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.